Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Cyrus. Okay. Finally, I have both of you on the line. Yes.
Okay. All right.
It's a success.
Okay.
So 1 second. Here's Victorino.
Okay.
Hi, Cyrus. How are you?
I'm doing really well, Victorino. How are you doing?
Very good.
Well, good. Well, thanks a lot for doing this for us, Jeff. We're ready. So, okay, Victoria, I'm going to go ahead and have them start the promo, and then we'll be on, okay?
Fantastic.
All right. Jeff, go ahead. I'm ready when you are. Victorino, are you there with us?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, Jeff, we have it. We're ready. Go ahead.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. Victorino Noval is an individual who's not only found success in business, but he's been giving back along the way as well. He's joining us live for the first time to talk to us not only about his journey to success, but how he's using the spotlight on himself to be able to bring attention to causes that matter to him. Victorino, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you.
Well, you know, it's really been exciting to watch the work that you've been able to do, not only, as I said, professionally, Victorino, but also what you've been doing and giving back to the community. You really have made that a big part of your livelihood. Take us back, though, to this journey to success. When you look at what you've been able to achieve, what has it been like to be able not only to find pleasure in your work, but to know that you're able to help people along the way as well?
Well, my background, as you know, is real estate.
I've been
in real estate since I was 18 years old, and rather successful here in the California, the great state of California. And being from Beverly Hills and living here my whole life, I've always wanted to be in the film industry, and I wanted to do it with good people, with people that would bring real content to the business. And I met Bandini Productions, who's James Franco's company, and they were working on some projects, and they told me about them. I said, I'll fund all your projects from this point forward. And my deal is that as long as the money goes back to the university that's working on the project, the first two were NYU. Now, James is going to UCLA and USC this fall. He'll be working with both of their schools. What we do is we get the students to work on the film, and they pick the projects they want to work on. And one of the things that makes this really exciting is that the future greats are at these universities. We have to identify who they are to give them the opportunity. For me to be able to give the opportunity to put them at the front line and show their talent, maybe I will, you know, locate the new Spielberg, the new greatest people in the industry through my philanthropy work. Mm-hmm. So my deal with them is I'll fund the movies. All the money that these movies make will go back to the university to make more movies that they choose. The actors, the big name actors, and as you know, we're working with some real great names, Mila Kunis and Olivia Wilde. James, of course, is in all the movies. Even Whoopi Goldberg worked on the one that we just finished. So So we get these people and they work for virtually nothing.
Yeah.
And these are big names that, that will make money. So at the end of the day, they're doing it for the universities, and it's great for me to say I need you to do it for nothing. And the reason I need you to do it for nothing is because I'm not making anything. We're giving everything back to the kids. And it's a great way to be able to do great films with great people, and being able to give all the money back to a good cause and to locating the future of great artists of America.
Well, Victorino, you know, that brings up, a follow-up question to that, because, I mean, I do believe, you know, and you mentioned, you know, of course, what you're being able to do, especially helping the universities, but not everybody has that mindset. What is it that you think that sets you apart in not making it all about you, that you're looking to the next generation, and especially those, you know, that are coming up in the university as well? What is it about you that makes you want to be able to give back to those individuals?
Well, I mean, I think that the great advantage that I have is that I don't want to make money. I make my money another way. I'm a real estate person. And when I'm able to go out there and get these people, these big names and these universities on my team by saying, I don't want to make money, I want to give you money, it sets me apart from everybody else that's trying to make this after the almighty buck. I'm not after
right.
it. I'm after great content. And one of the things I need to be careful of is, as people are aware that I'm doing this, that I don't have 1,000 people knocking at my door every day that have a movie. Everyone has a script. I understand that.
Right.
But by going through the universities, at least if they're in graduate programs, these kids, they're kids that to get there, they've worked very hard, and the odds of them being good people and good students and that in that pool there is the greatest in the future. There's a good chance I'm going to find a couple of those guys, and I'm grateful to be able to do that for them. And at the same time, I do have a lot of fun, and the only thing that I really like to see is good content, taking things back to the old days where the movies had, it was a great script, and it was meaningful, and it was educational, and there was real-life experiences within the content of the movie versus a bunch of bombs going off and people running around and being visually exciting but not really going to develop anybody's mind.
Exactly. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side of our program or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to Victorino Noval. He's talking with us not only about how he's been able to be successful in real estate, but how he's giving back in another way. He's now also entering into the world of entertainment. You just heard him talk about the projects that he's a part of. And then it's all about giving back to those that are coming up. Now, Victorino, along that journey, one of the other things that you've done that I really appreciated is, especially during the holidays, you've made it a point of being able to give back during that time as well, especially to the families who don't have as much during that time of the year. You know, as you've been able to be successful in your various fields, when you look at the work that you're being able to do through your foundation, how important was it for you to set up something where other people could benefit as well?
Well, I identify things that I think that need to be looked at. My work during the holidays of giving back to the kids, I really try to concentrate on teenage kids. It's really funny the way when you think about giving toys and things and gifts to kids during the holidays, we always think about toddlers. We always think about kids, you know, up to 12 years old. But what happens to that kid between 12 or 13 and 18? I think he gets totally ignored. I think that the four kids in the community that don't have access to, whether it's an iPad or a computer or a little gift that you give a teenager, don't get it. But the people that are giving to the toddler. So one of the things that I insist, and we had a great Christmas event that we do every year. We've been doing it for about 14 years, and we had it this year on December 17th. And we had about 750 people over here at the house, and everybody bought a couple presents, and we were able to give. And I made sure that everybody knew that I was concerned about the teenagers. So we got some really cool stuff for teenagers. And just being able to do this kind of thing is just really gratifying.
And as you look at, of course, you mentioned the projects that you're working on now, of course, with film, Victorino, and there are so many other people. You bring up a really good point, is that there's so many people who have scripts. I mean, but when it comes to individuals like you, when they have the opportunity to be able to be a part of something like what you're creating, what do you hope they're able to learn from the lesson that you're setting? Because I look at you not only as a successful businessman, but an example of what success looks like and what, you know, and really what it takes to be able to get there. So when individuals who are especially interested in going into business look at you, what do you hope they're taking away from your work ethic and what it's taken for you to get to where you are?
Well, I mean, as far as work ethic, I started working very young, very long hours, and it came to a point where I was successful. I'm not the richest man in the world by far, but I have enough to be able to live a comfortable lifestyle. And it comes to a point where seeing people happy and doing things for other people is more fulfilling than having a nice car or a nice house. And being able to do this is a privilege. And, you know, a lot of times when you're young, you don't think of it, that you're after trying to make the money and become successful and get the house you want and establish your family. But once you do that, I think different things fulfill your life and the things that make you happy. And I think being able to give back, whether it's to the kids that are trying to make it in the film industry, who, you know, one of the great things about identifying those, these are people that are going to make content that millions of people are going to watch. So being able to help them if they have the right message, deliver that content, is something they can do that I can never do. So, I mean, this is a long-term plan.
Right.
Because, you know, these kids are going to be around forever. These kids are 25, 30 years old in the graduate programs. They're going to be around for the next 40 years. Some of these kids making stuff that the next generation is going to watch. So being able to do that has a compound effect on what I'm being able to provide them with.
Exactly.
So it's not immediately gratifying. It's long term. As far as giving the kids or the blankets that I do at the missions or stuff like that, you see the smile right there at that moment, and that's a great feeling also. But you got to look at everything long term and short term, as I did in business.
Right. Well, I think that sets a great example, Victorino. We're so glad that you could share this with us. Again, Victorino Noval, everyone, really sharing with us not only, you know, what it's been like for him to be able to be successful in business, but also the current projects he's doing, something that you can be looking forward to, as he's mentioned, some of the individuals that he's working with for film projects, and again, to be able to benefit the universities and those that are in them. And also the importance, I think he shared a really good point about being able to be able to help a group of people who are going to be able to appreciate it and also be able to help others as well. It's an effect that all of us can do, the ripple effect, as we talk about here. Victorino, for our listeners who want to stay in contact with you and your current projects and your foundation, where's the best place for them to find you online?
Well, we're at VictorinoNovalFoundation.com.
Okay.
And they can reach me through there. I'm not soliciting for scripts and for things like that. If somebody has a plan that has a major star attached to it, they're not just thinking they may have a major star. They actually have a major star that wants to do something that makes sense with a great script, where we're donating all the profits to a good cause. They can certainly contact me, and I will be 100% behind them.
Awesome. Okay. Again, Victorino Noval Foundation, as you mentioned, is where you can go for more information. Victorino, thank you so much for taking our time out of your schedule to be with us. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, by the way, if you could also go, it might be easier to go to Facebook and look under Victorino Noval Productions or VN Foundation, but Victorino Noval Productions will give you some ideas of some of the things we're working on, and that's probably a better way to reach us, because I have people that are looking at that on a daily basis and notifying me if something of interest is on there.
Sure. Okay. All right. And again, it's on Facebook as well. Okay. Again, thank you so much for that, Victorino. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we have more Conversations Live. Stay with us.
Thank you.
All right, and we're out. Thank you so much, Victorino.